From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The ceremonial delivery of articles of impeachment against Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas arriving at the Senate floor today. Lead House impeachment manager Mark Green detailing the charges accusing Mayorkas of mishandling the migrant crisis.
Resolved that Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security of the United States of America, is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Democrats call it political. The measure was passed by Republicans more than 2 months ago, and it's not known if the Democratic-led Senate will take up the articles of impeachment. A bipartisan border reform measure remains stalled. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing backlash, too, and a possible recall vote on a proposal to bring separate aid measures up for a vote on Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and border funding. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
At least two Republican hardliners, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, have come out and said this package proposed by Johnson is the last straw, and it's time for him to be removed as Speaker through what's called a motion to vacate or resign. Johnson responding when pressed by ABC's Rachel Scott.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion. We are simply here trying to do our job.
Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
More aid trucks flowing into Gaza, but a ceasefire and hostage release deal remains stalled. Concerns of the conflict widening, too. Israel is vowing to respond to Iran's aerial attack. ABC's Perry Russum has more.
Israel's military chief says they will respond to Iran's historic attack over the weekend, but he did not say when or how.
Iran will face the consequences for its actions. We will choose our response accordingly.
Israel is under international pressure to de-escalate this conflict, considering the Iranian attack caused little damage.
Severe storms on the march in the Midwest, including the threat of tornadoes. You're listening to ABC News. The Supreme Court allowing Idaho's ban on gender-affirming care for minors to be enforced.
The court did not weigh in on the merits of the law, but the conservative majority said it can now be enforced while a lawsuit moves forward. Idaho's law would punish doctors with up to 10 years in prison if they provide puberty blockers or hormone therapy to transgender kids under the age of 18. It has been challenged by two families seeking that care. The court did say they can continue to receive the care in the meantime.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. If you're planning on joining X, the site formerly known as Twitter, be prepared to pay to post. X chair Elon Musk says he wants to charge a small fee for new users. Musk said the move is the only way to, quote, curb the relentless onslaught of bots. The fee will go away after 3 months. A new honor for some well-known recordings.
What does Bobby McFerrin?
Don't worry. Be happy.
Have in common with ABBA? Both now enshrined in the Library of Congress, the National Recording Registry adding several new recordings today, ranging from ABBA's Dancing Queen and Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy, to the comedy of Lily Tomlin, and also don't forget Gene Autry's version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Major League Baseball Hall of Fame manager Whitey Herzog has died. He was 92. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.